Good morning. I woke up early this morning and found that it's raining. To me, you know, as a people from Arizona, rain is so precious. And I found my car was kind of wet, so I kind of cleaned it, and then I came to the church. And I parked my car outside, and it rained again. So I'll continue to clean my car. A cowboy's work never done. Let's start with the last sermon that we have talked about, the real first family, Adam and Eve. They were kind of attacked by Satan. And through last sermon that we learned that the schemes that Satan used, this is very striking, and we will learn from that. Summarize for his schemes. The first one is he tried to shake and lose God's position and authority inside your heart. He said, "Well, did God really say that?" Or he said, "It's not, you not surely die." So it kind of shaking God's position. And secondly is, he brought up all kinds of glamorous advertisement or promotion. He told Eve, said, "Oh, your eyes gonna be open. You will be like God. And you're gonna have wisdom." So these kind of promotion that really attacked Eve. And the third one is, he focused and aiming at we, human, weakness, the most vulnerable part, and he strike at that point. The lust of the flesh, and the lust of what? The eyes, and the pride of life. So he got these three schemes. The first family was severely attacked. All the blessing that God wanted to give this family fell apart. So let us find how we can defend ourselves and break through his schemes. Let's find a weapon today. Let's go to Luke chapter 4. Verse 1 to 13. And I'll read one verse and then you follow the other verse so we can finish this. And also we'll go to 1 John that we had read before, and that will get us into the point. Okay, let's go to Luke chapter 4. Verse 1, Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the desert. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, tell this stone to become bread." The devil led him up to a high place and showed him in an instant all the kingdoms of the world. So if you worship me, it will all be yours. The devil led him to Jerusalem and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. "If you are the Son of God," he said, "throw yourself down from here." They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone.
Jesus answered,
When the devil had finished all this tempting, he left him until an opportune time. And let's go to 1 John. Okay. Chapter 2, verse 15 to 17. Verse 15. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. And the world passes away, and the lust therefore, but he that does the will of God abides forever. Let's go to our Father. I truly encourage you, you need to pray from your heart to ask him to reveal to you, because the speaker cannot do anything at all unless he really leads you. So go to the Lord and pray and ask him to help you. Father, we come to you as your child. We are hungry and thirsty. Please feed us. Let your Holy Spirit lead us. We are waiting upon you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The verse we just have read, Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, and returned from the Jordan, and was led by the Spirit in the desert. It talks about full of the Holy Spirit. Maybe we have some concept or idea about what means full of the Holy Spirit. Some may see some people kind of rolling on the floor back and forth, and you thought this is full of the Holy Spirit. I don't mind if after that the carpet was clean. No problem with that. But actually, the full of the Holy Spirit means the Holy Spirit has the full authority upon you. That's called full of Holy Spirit. So you will say what the Holy Spirit wants to say. You will do what the Holy Spirit wants to do. So this is called full of the Holy Spirit. You are somehow managed or controlled by the Holy Spirit. But you yourself, your personality will not lose, will not fade away. So you still act like you, but somehow the Holy Spirit leads you, become your leader. That's called full of the Holy Spirit. And then we learn that Jesus was led into the desert and allowed the devil, the Satan, to tempt him. From James, book of James, it stated like, God cannot be tempted by evil. He nor tempt any people. Let me read again. God will not be tempted by evil, and he tempt any people or any person. So we can tell from the scripture that Jesus was what? Tempted by what? By Satan. Would there be a conflict about what we have read? God was not tempted by evil. So we need to kind of explore to learn what this means. God cannot be tempted by evil. We need to go to the Bible to see that actually Jesus got two positions. He is the Son of Man, a complete man. He is a what? Son of God, as God, complete God. So when he was led into the wilderness to allow the Satan to tempt him, so he stands at the position of what? A man. And he nor he tempt any person, any people. So we need to verify that tempt or temptation is originated from Satan. And the purpose is to keep you away from God. That's called temptation. Keep you, after the temptation, the goal is to keep you away from God. That's called temptation. But God does test people or give a trial to people. And that can be initiated by God. God can test you or give you a trial. But the result that God wants is through the test, through the trial, you become what? Closer to God. So temptation and test can be exactly the same thing, the same event, but just depend on you to choose. Whether you will choose to allow Satan to keep you away, far away from God, or you allow God to go through the trial and test, and you become much more closer to God. And Jesus, as a son of man, a man, he stands at that man's position into the wilderness. So actually, you will see the whole picture here is God actually planned for this confrontation. And God lead the whole by the Holy Spirit into the wilderness, let Jesus stand just simply as a man. Of course, as a man, for 40 days, got nothing to eat. Hungry is for sure. After hungry, definitely want to find something to eat. This is most appropriate. I guess some of you already feel hungry now. So to eat, hungry to eat, this is no reason to offend that. That is for sure. I'm hungry. I want to eat. This is the body that God gave me, this natural response. See, hungry or hunger. I've experienced some fasting. The first day after fasting, wow, I can hear a lot of noise from my stomach. I feel just hungry. And the second days, I start to feel a little bit dizzy. And all kinds of bad breath coming out from inside. And truly feeble. Until the third day, boy, everything I look, it's eatable. I feel shame when I look at my friend's baby. Jesus was tested. All he needs just shift the line from man to God, because he can easily change that. Just a tiny thread, tiny line there. See, Satan said, change the stone to bread. If I were Jesus, I'll change the stone to the whole table of dim sum. Listen to Satan said, if what? You are what? The Son of God. See, the matter is not the food. The matter actually, Satan wants to attack is what? Your position. Because God has assigned the position as a man into the test. And Satan just want him to move, try to change to from son of man to son of God. See, our body need, such as hunger or thirst, or even sex, pleasure, there is a normal natural need. This is perfect because God gave us that. But to satisfy that need, not under his will, that is called the lust of the flesh. Then Jesus responded. The first say what? It is written. Young man, listen to me. This is very important to you. Okay? Focus here. Focus here. I need to represent God to speak to you, so you need to listen carefully. It is written. See, Jesus' response that is under the very first verse condition. He still what? The first verse says he is full of what? The Holy Spirit. He is still under this circumstance. He is full of Holy Spirit. And then he said, it is written. Man does not live on the bread alone. See, to live is not just to live. There is much more meaningful than just to live. He said, but by every word of God. But by every word of God. See, in this world, people want to live, want to survive, to continue to live, even continue to live a good life. But this is not the goal for God. God wants us not just only live, but live every word of God. So every word of God means what? That is God's will. That is God's will. So Jesus kind of stand in front of Satan and say, I don't have food. As a man, I can die. But even I die, the purpose for this period of living is for God's will. And he said that is under the full of the Holy Spirit. So, to defend the first scheme that Satan has ever used upon Adam's home or house is the flesh, the lust of the flesh. And Jesus, full of Holy Spirit, and quote and use the word from God, he defeated Satan. Well, Satan received the first defeat. Would he quit? Never, right? So he tried another tactic. The devil took him to a high place and showed him in an instant all the kingdom of the world with authority and splendor. Well, he brought a hungry person over there, huh? And then all of a sudden, in an instant, he showed all the splendor and the glory of this world. I got some experience about in an instant. I came from Tucson, Arizona. That city, actually, we got the largest astronomical telescope of the world and the third largest telescope of the world in Tucson. So there is some regulation about the light in the evening. So we try to dim all the light at the outskirts of the city so the telescope observation can be not affected by those lights. So if you go to Tucson in the evening and you try to find somebody outside the city center, you're going to have a tough time. It's very difficult. You need to bring your own flashlight and try to check each mailbox, the address. So in the evening, you can see somebody very sneaky, you know, around there, but that's the point. And one night that my wife and I, we drove, get to the high place. And the higher we got, the darker we got into. And finally, we got to the top and got off the car, and then we turned around. Wow, in an instant, all the shining and glowing from the center of the city just pop up to us. Wow, the chemistry between two of us rising. That is the moment that we hold each other and keep quiet. Boy, just only that, that impulse and impact is so strong. Jesus was brought to there, and all of a sudden, the whole world, I'm only looking at the Tucson, tiny city, it's already overwhelmed. Can you imagine for Jesus? And all the kingdom of the world, full of authority and splendor. Wow. I'm not able to really experience that kind of the whole world splendor and glory. But I got some experience. One of my friends, he lives in L.A., and he invited my wife and I to his villa. He got a villa over Big Bear Lake. And he and his son flew by his plane there. And my wife and I doesn't appreciate that kind of height. So we got a ride from his wife, and we got to the villa over the lake. And we got in there, and he kind of toured us into the room. That is, they got eight rooms in that villa. It's called Small Villa. Every room, they got their own privacy, facility, everything. And later, he guided us to a master bedroom. Boy, it's a huge bed. Put two person, and you can put three big dogs together. No problem. Nobody going to bother another one. And he said, okay, go ahead and give a test. Lay down there. So I kind of, both of us lay down there. And then he used a remote control. Then right in front of us, the huge screen opened. Wow. 180 degree lake view right in front of your bed, not in your house. You can see the whole lake now belong to you. And then we can see the deck of, because he owned the beach, and there's a deck, and there's a boat. That's a family party boat. And later he told me that this cost me $4 million. Boy, I spent about 30 minutes to digest that splendor. Could you imagine Jesus, the whole world, right in front of him? That impact, that challenge is huge. Fortunately, by his grace, I didn't stay there. And I didn't dream about it. Just only cost me 30 minutes, and that's it. And Satan said, all you need is just one worship, one bow down. All of this yours. Wow. This is huge, right? Just one bow down. Would that be simple? Maybe you ask the right leg or the left leg? Or both? Just one bow down. See, Jesus, when he came to this world, God has already appointed him not through one bow down role. This is not his route. Father asked him that the only route he can go is go to the cross through crucifixion. So, full of the Holy Spirit. See, when these, in an instant, all the glory impact to him, this, the second scheme that Satan will use, the lust of eyes. Don't look at it small. This is going to impact you for your whole life. And the full of Holy Spirit, he respond. It is written again. It is written. It is written. That means from the Bible, from God's word. Worship the Lord your God and serve him only. Worship the Lord your God and serve him only. See, I need to think about more about, usually we said, oh, there is some splendor and I kind of sacrifice myself so I don't follow that. I kind of suffer. I take all the tough work and I follow Christ. Is this the right way? See, if this is the way, you're going to feel very tough to follow Jesus. Actually, for Jesus is this. Because he worshiped the Lord, the God, and he served him. That experience tell him something very important. Look at this whole world glory and look at the rejoice of serving the Lord. He compared these two. This one is far more better, much better. Can I even compete with this? So good, so I choose this way. For a person to follow Jesus, if you never ever seen the glory of him, you are not really following him. That's Jesus wants to tell us, tell you and me. The glory from the Father is far more than you can comprehension in this world. That's why we say we follow this way, because this is the better choice. We want to follow this way. See, when you serve the Lord, you need to know, you need to worship him first. Worship means what? Worship actually is a very, very close distance. Actually, worship word is pretty much like kissing. You never kiss a person with a long distance, except like this one, right? But this means pretty nothing, huh? You need to worship means you need to get so close to God to kiss him. And once you get so close to God, then you will start to see all the glory of him. And because of that encounter, you feel satisfied, so good. Lord, I don't want to change anything from this. I want to serve you. And that's meaningful to me. Lord, provide us this possibility. So every time you serve, don't just continue to serve and serve and serve. From time to time you serve, you need to take a pause and look up to the above. Through your face, you need to see his smile for you. He appreciates. And that smile can lift you up. And you will not ever continue to get discouraged. You will continue to follow him. Look up to him and see his smile. That's why Jesus can answer, worship the Lord your God and serve him only. Well, this guy still flunked the second time, right? So he will try the third time. The devil led him to Jerusalem and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. On the top of the mountain Zion, that's Jerusalem. On the top of the Jerusalem, there's temple. And the highest spot of the temple that the Satan led Jesus over there. That give you the picture. See, this very man of Jesus, nothing to eat, not own the world, even Satan dare to tempt him, say, worship me, bow down, I'll give you this, because you don't have this. And now he led him to the highest spot. Ooh. If you are nobody, All of a sudden, a huge group said, you will be the top, our leader, you will be the CEO. What do you think? Would that be a temptation? Furthermore, Jesus owned the top of that we call spiritual world, God's city, on the top. Satan even get closer to him, try to attack him, the very final fatal attack. What Satan did? Satan even what? Quote the scripture. Can you tell? This jerk still quote the Bible. Wow. That's a big one, right? Because what? Jesus already quoted the Bible twice. So he said, okay, you want to fight this way? I will try my way. I'll fight with you, against you. And he even said, because the scripture said, God will command his angels concerning you to guard you carefully. And they will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. That means you are on the top of the world. Whatever you do, whatever you choose, you even try to fall down, you still will be on the top of the world. That's a temptation. Pretty much like a dictator. They can do whatever they want. Even they fail, they lose their morality. They can do whatever they want because they thought, even I made mistake, this mistake still the truth. That's dictator mentality. Devil gave him a kind of open check. Whatever you do, still make sure you are on the top. Would you accept that? And Satan even quote the scripture. See, we need to be very careful about this kind of a scheme. Because nowadays, we call cults, they use this scheme. They cut a small piece from the Bible. Actually, they got their own idea, their own doctrine, their own principle. But they try to make this legal. So they drag a small piece of Bible to support this portion, and then drag another piece to support this portion. So if you don't really verify, then you thought, wow, this must be from the Bible. See, Jesus went to the wilderness is full of what? Full of the Holy Spirit. See, the scripture here, with wrong spirit, you can interpret it too far away from what God means. Only the Holy Spirit. That's why at the very beginning, after we read the scripture, I said, please do pray to him. Because only his spirit can lead you into truth. I am not able to do that. So Satan also quote from scripture, but with evil spirit, with wrong spirit. That's why make a difference. And we need to always come to the Lord so our spirit can be right. And I mentioned to you, inside our spirit, there is called intuition. That intuition, if the wrong spirit try to interpret the Bible, that intuition will wave the flag to tell you, watch out, be careful. That may not be right. That's our intuition. Once again, I need to encourage everyone, including myself, spend time to read the Bible. This is very, very important for a Christian. And Jesus responded, it said, that means still the Bible said, do not put the Lord your God to to the test. Do not put the Lord your God to the test. See, actually we cannot test God. That means we know what God's will, what God commanded. But we said, well, this is your way. Let me try this way and see how your response. That is, put your God to the test. Then the result will be you get the consequences. Because God never changed. He doesn't need to change. So do not put God into the test. Is don't risk yourself. Don't risk yourself. Because you're going to get hurt. That we need to trust in Him. See, when we read Bible, for certain portion, we totally agree and understand. We try to accept that and appreciate and also meditate for that part. But there is some portion that at this moment, we do not understand. We cannot comprehend everything. We need to trust in Him. Maybe certain area, within that blank area, maybe a small portion, I think I can use my faith to accept it. That's the right attitude. Instead of challenging the portion that you don't understand and questioning and put that into test. Then you will see very quickly, just like that, your knowledge or your understanding of the scripture will wide open. And you will start to see, wow, because the Holy Spirit will lead you into truth. Instead of stuck with that and questioning and never really get out. And that's going to take you a long time and wasting your precious time. See, we have seen Satan's three schemes. 1, 2, 3. Allow me to give you a little bit comparison. Adam and Jesus. At this moment, they stand at the same position as what? A man, right? See, through the lust of flesh, when Adam got the whole garden, everything he can eat, right? Except that tree, right? So he has no problem for hunger, right? And look at Jesus. In the wilderness, he got what? Nothing to eat. And everything you can eat, but he just only focused on that one. Both, which side the temptation is stronger? Jesus' side, right? He got nothing to eat. Whether Adam got a huge temptation, is it? No, because he has no problem with the food, right? The second one, the lust of the eyes. At that moment, Adam, he see the whole splendor of the Garden of Eden, right? Would that be pretty and beautiful? That is the whole world to Adam. But Jesus see the whole world splendor and authority. Which temptation is stronger? Jesus, right? Because Adam, you already own the whole garden for you. You own it. You don't need to earn it. But Jesus didn't have anything. That's why Satan said, bow down and we will give to you. And the third one, the pride of life. Who is the head of the Garden of Eden? Adam, right? He's the head. He's on the top. He can ask Eve to clean up the garbage, right? He can give the order. How about Jesus at that moment? See, a person without food, can he be a strong guy? Can he be the one on the top? Not even survive. You cannot get your own food. And you even need to bow down to get something that you need or you want. He's not on the top. Then Satan said, I can lift you up all the way to the top. So what the temptation? Which side is stronger? Jesus, right? Can you imagine that? Jesus came to this world to tell you and me, we got hope. We got hope. Yes, temptation will come and surround us, but we got hope. This very man, just exactly like you, he can get hungry, he can get thirsty, but he is just like you and me. He come to identify with us. Look at me, Jesus said. Look at me, brother, sister. I'm just like you. But with the full of the Holy Spirit and the scripture, we can overcome. And this is the good news for you, young man. This is the good news. You got lots of temptation. Are you currently in a temptation? It's a tough environment, difficult situation. You didn't get much support. Actually, our weapon already shown to you, full of the Holy Spirit and the Holy Scripture. The Bible said, if we get into the temptation, God promised that will not be bigger than you can bear. Through the temptation, he promised us he will open a way for us so we can bear and follow him. So we got this hope, and this is his promise. Let us go to him in prayer. Test. Okay. The final closure prayer, I'll ask David to give us.
Heavenly Father, we pray. We thank you, Lord, for watching over us as we gather here this morning. And we thank you, Lord, for being part of our lives. And we pray, Lord, that may your Spirit watch over us and be with us all the time, Lord. And may Pastor's words fill us with the Holy Spirit, Lord, and be discerning, Lord, to those who wish to deceive us, to draw us away from you, Lord. And we pray, Lord, that as we learn and grow more and more each day to be closer to you, may we worship, Lord, to worship you, Lord, as the Almighty God. To always and never forget that you sacrificed yourself for us, Lord, so that we may be able to have a relationship with you. May you watch over us, Lord, and may you continue to bless this worship this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our